Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Back in May, we checked in with Belfast-based author and filmmaker Jim Merkel as his new film, Saving Walden's World, was being shown in Belfast. Reading from their website, quote, "When a young arms dealer discovers his work is harming families in less affluent societies, he has an ethical crisis and begins a decades-long journey to redeem himself and make the world a better place. Saving Walden's World is a revealing new film following Jim Merkel as he raises Walden, a budding scientist, in an off-the-grid homestead and wonders, could the very people his past life's work targeted hold the keys to a sustainable planet? A journey ensues, meeting powerful women who reshape society to work for all. Far from affluent utopias, Kerala, Cuba, and Slovenia offer women free college, access to contraception, maternity leave, childcare, dentistry, and healthcare, services unimaginable in much of Jim's blue-collar America. As Earth's temperatures soar, the stakes couldn't get higher." Close quote. This month, there'll be a series of screenings of Saving Walden's World across the state, including one in Rockland that's coming up this weekend. Merkel will be traveling to the screenings by sail. I caught up with him before he left Belfast.
It's right now, 101 lists and lots to do, but it's all good. And usually provisioning the boat, even for like an overnight or for a week, is still a lot of work, and then to do this whole screening, the film up and down the coast and having to carry all the extra stuff for that. It's a bit of planning, but it's all good. And, my film Saving Walden's World has been out and now into 10 film festivals. And we just played down at Maine Outdoor Film Festival, and we had a really good screening in Belfast back in May. And the Belfast show was actually fully sold out. So, but people know me in town, because, been doing a lot of different things. But, down in Portland, it was a little harder. We didn't have the big turnout that we had in Belfast, but it was still great. And, you at a film festival, it's a lot of fun because you just have all these filmmakers there from all over the place. And I like the outdoor film festivals. My film is not actually like you would call it a full outdoor, it's not like jumping off cliffs with a backpack and a parachute or something. There's some really crazy things that I got to see while I was there. But, in my film, we're going to Kerala, to Cuba, and to Slovenia. And a lot of my production is like barefoot production, you could call it. not quite barefoot, but, I'll go by bicycle all over Slovenia. So, I found a bicycle from a guy on Warm Showers Network. It was a worldwide network for bicyclists. Loaned me a bike for a month, and I put all the camera gear on that. And that's how I did the production by myself. But in like Cuba or Kerala, I basically brought a really good like Emmy award-winning cinematographer to each of those, just because it's such a big like expense to go, and you want to make sure you get really good footage. And I'm a novice really with the camera. Today with filmmaking, a lot of people think, I'm going to make a film. That's what I thought like 8 years ago. I just had this idea. Oh, I'm going to make a film. And then you're like 3 years into it, you thought I would be done already, and it's still like not very good. You know what I mean? Because the bar is so high today. People make really, really good films. That's what took it 8 years, was to make it a really good film. But we're coming up this weekend, Sunday, to the Strand. So that's really exciting, because I've just always dreamed of somehow showing something at the Strand. This is really great. We'll be there this Sunday, the 4th. It's after Lobster Fest, so hopefully people come down for that. And from there, we go all the way to the City Theater in Biddeford. We'll stop at Booth Bay Harbor and Yarmouth. And then we'll do the Criterion, also the Alamo in Bucksport. So those are at the end of the month. So all the schedule and how to get tickets and all that, it's right on savingwaldensworld.org. If you can, come on out and see it. Bring some friends and spread the word. If you go on social media, you can spread our posts around too. Just word of mouth is how we're going to get people to show up.
That was author and filmmaker Jim Merkel. The website again for the film is savingwaldensworld.org, and more information about Sunday's screening is also available at rocklandstrand.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday.